Would you talk about the difference between project and then a mixtape?
Absolutely.
What's the difference there?
One, a mixtape isn't necessarily cohesive. It's not supposed to be.
Gotcha.
It's supposed to be
a mix.
A mix. It's supposed to give you a variety of sounds so that you can pick and choose which ones you like. You know what I mean? Mm, that's facts. Why Wayne will jump on anybody's record. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. On a mixtape, you feel me? But on a project, you're supposed to have a cohesive sound.
Mm-hmm.
That is like an artist's staple, is when they develop an album. That's when you know an artist has a sound.
Yeah.
Like Yeezus for Kanye West, it has a distinct sound. So when you hear it and it has that grungy, nasty, it defines who the artist is in that moment, in that specific time. Or when you hear Michael Jackson's Thriller and it's only 10 songs, you know what I mean? But all those 10 songs sound glossy. They sound expensive.
Yeah.
They sound theatrical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
When have you, do you know how to make an album now? Have you gotten to that point?
That is,
because, you know,
that is,
knowing that, okay, I know I have to do this, and there is a difference, but also knowing how to do it and getting there skillfully, like being honest with ourselves. Like, can I really make an album? Am I there yet? Do I know my sound? Can I take the audience on this journey? Are you there yet? Highway Classics.
You're very good.
Walk around designing down, popping out a Charger. Bitch call me daddy, but I am not a father. Nigga disrespect like Jimmy Neutron, got a blast off. I'm speeding to the money like a nigga race for NASCAR. I can hear your heart beating like the feet of Sasquatch. Remember all them days we was stuck in.
Is the music business, is it way too saturated, or is it really lacking artists? Because I grew up listening to music in the 90s, and I remember artists. Yeah. And maybe I'm not in tune with the music world right now, but what I'm seeing and what I'm looking at, I don't see real artists anymore, you know?
Yeah. You want to know
why? Is that just a me thing?
You want to know why, though?
Talk to me.
It's like that because they only see dollar signs. Mm-hmm. So they oversaturate the game with the same fucking shit somebody else just said and just throw money at it. Because you can make a hit. They don't care about what you can do, how talented you are. They care about how much money you can make.
How do we change that, though, man? And when does that stop? Because
you know how you stop that?
Tell me.
Motherfucker, go independent. Don't sign to a record label.
I disagree.
Don't sign to a record label.
That's the reason as to why things are so oversaturated.
Closer.
I think that's the reason as to why things are so saturated, is because most of the artists have taken the independent route.
Expound upon that.
Music back in the 70s used to be really expensive and really hard to make. So therefore, if you were an artist at that time, the label had to spend a lot of money on you. And so they're not going to spend a lot of money on something that they don't even think is good. But now, you don't need to spend a lot of money to make a record. Like, if we wanted to, with all this equipment in here, I'm pretty sure we could make a song.
Like right now.
Right now.
With a microphone.
Put on the fucking beat. And these mics
laptop,
are dope as fuck.
Nah, they with
are,
this like, microphone, that yeah. laptop, and interface.
Yeah.
We cool. You know what I'm saying?
And the fucking music video. What the fuck are you talking about?
Reason, one, two, three, you.
Yeah.
All
right. The reason why it ends up being the way that it is because these labels is fucking people over, though. So people want to go independent so they don't have to owe nobody shit, because once they get that advance, you got to pay all that shit back, and hopefully you hit. And if you don't hit, you're not going to make it.
I don't know, man. Also, I disagree with that, too. Why? It's just because, like, a lot of artists end up signing contracts and deals before they know what's in it. So
that's
like,
because they're just...
If I told you...
They're
like,
looking at the paper...
And yeah,
they're looking at the paper and the
money. Like,
would
you
all come on now? Like, maybe right, maybe not now, in this point in your life because you're a little bit older and wiser. But let's say 10 years ago, and you're in that position, would you sign?
I had one.
Yeah, I'm signing okay. right now.
I had one.
Yeah, right now.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it don't.
It didn't work. It wasn't for me. And then I realized, like, I was going to branch off and do my own thing anyway. That was always the goal, still the goal today.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't work.
What are the success stories? Because I always hear the ones that don't work, you know? I mean, that's always, you know, that's because most of them don't, what situation is the right situation to where that deal would work?
A lot of people don't understand.
Why y'all laughing at me?
Get a good ass fucking lawyer.
It's like,
I'm just joking. Don't respond to me.
People see artists in like music videos, like living a lifestyle and having a bunch of money and cars and girls, but they don't know that when you sign to a record label, you just signed on as an employee. You work for the label as an artist. That's your job title.
Yeah.
So your job is to do whatever as an artist the label tells you to do, because the label is a business that makes money not off of music, but off of product and being able to brand. You know what I'm saying?
Use your
music to associate with other brands. So if they want you to make a record that sounds like something you're not used to or comfortable with, but it's for Tommy Hilfiger, they're going to give us $60 million, and that's going to help us recoup off your advance, and also it's going to get you the popularity, the notoriety for people to listen to you.
For this market.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Some artists aren't willing to work with the label that's working with them. And because of that, that's why some artists decide to go independent, or their deals don't necessarily work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't understand that we're in this together and we have to work together. And I have to work for you just as well as I expect you to work for me.
It's just the dark side, bro. Like, you got to know the business. You got to know who you fucking with. And got lawyers, good A&R, people you trust around you, because them motherfuckers don't want to, they want to take from you.
Yeah.
That's it.
My thing is, like, I don't want to just blame anybody.
Yeah.
But I do.
I like
that. I do.
I mean, on like, from where I'm coming from, just in general.
Yeah.
Not with the industry, but with just in general. People who come before you should put you on game. That's why we are here. Honestly, that's why I'm transitioning. You ain't going to see me on the show no more with a hoodie or none of that. It's all about, because I'm honestly want to, at a certain point in time, as an adult,
you gotta hold yourself.
It's like, yo, I gotta give back. What the hell am I doing still being a consumer? What the fuck am I still doing
with
this?
Hands out. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
Roll the fuck up, bro.
Wow.
Damn, I was supposed to curse. But like, in general, so I blame the people who came before.
Thank you.
Them not putting you on game.
Telling you how to. There's
a hole in the floor. You fell through that hole in the floor 5 years ago. You see me walk into the hole in the floor, and you're not telling me that there's a hole.
Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucked.
Yeah.
Why aren't you putting me on game? Why I got to see this 15, 20 years ago on some YouTube, on Vlad? It's dark. Woo, woo, woo. Why these other young people going through the fire? I blame them, man.
Thank you.
I blame the people who come before you.
Thank you.
As much Church. As they want to see you win, they don't want to see you win at the same time.
Because they mad that they didn't win. Yeah.
You said, you asked the question, what is a success story? Like how do you become successful?
Yeah.
What is that story?
Yeah. So with go ahead. Yeah,
everybody's saying it, but we're all saying it in a different way from a different experience.
Would you mind talking right into it, brother? Yeah. Go ahead,
So everybody's saying or answering the question, but from a different experience and a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
The direct answer is ownership. To own it.
Yeah.
That is the direct answer. Because than that, you're going to
Can you expound upon ownership?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because when you don't own it, you don't run it. You can't dictate it. Just like say your uncle, your grandpa, whatever, men, we're all men, so we get it. You're going on a job to work with them. They're like, this is what we're doing. Boom. They run it.
They run it.
They're going to tell you what you need to do to be efficient enough to stay out here with me working. Now, if you flip it and you're going out with your uncle, or your grandpa, and they're working for somebody, you don't dictate anything.
Yeah,
you're not getting the "I'm doing it." My lunches, my breaks. No, we give you 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and then you come
take
back.
Take your 30 and come back.
When we take that full scale or that full scope back to the music industry and our people specifically, ownership. We don't own it, so we're gonna go out there and talk about the drugs, the girls, the shaking it, the you know what's. Because that's what they want you to do. That's going to make the money, because their target audience is who's going to buy it.
Whoever is
not good medicine, because they know good medicine they don't want us to have it.
They don't want to sell that. Yeah. So, they don't want to sell good medicine. So,
if that's what was selling, though.
Yeah, if, right? If.
If that's what was selling, if y'all who wanted good medicine was the ones going to the concerts, buying the T-shirts, buying the album, supporting the artists. K-Dot,
that's another story, though, regarding going to...
No, I mean...
Going to... Oh, I mean, I would say there's a financial aspect to going to a concert.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Going to a K-Dot concert. That's why that was a really cool Kanye line years ago talking about, like, in the audience, it's just like a sea of white folk or something. Like, and it's like, yeah, that's who buy tickets. That's who can. Yeah.
That's who can. That's you know what I'm saying? Bro.
So, I mean, there's a... So, like, why is that then?
Nah, because to his point, because same people can afford it, bro. I know people that's at a bus stop with, like, a $600 belt on and, like, $200 shoes, bro.
You pay $60 for that 3.5.
Yeah, though, and, like, on a regular basis. So, like,
it
deals
with
a deeper conversation like my brother was hinting to over here on the far side. Like,
yes,
it deals with, like, a consciousness, right? That deals with another thing. But it's a business, like Highway was speaking to. It's like, this is what the business sells. Like, he was piggybacking off on and speaking to ownership. If you are an employee in this, either you have to leverage your performance based what their expectation is, leverage, Dave Chappelle spoke about leverage and things like that, or you have to be able to take your 15 cents that you put to the side with like-minded individuals that share your plight and be able to build something outside, which is ownership, and then be able to be mentally disciplined, physically disciplined, and spiritually disciplined, and live that way and hold your brothers or people in arms accountable for that.
Yeah.
And be transparent with that, and then continue to grow and feed that into it. Right. So that's why I love situations like this. That's why I love you raising the bar, the expectation.
I'm definitely sharing this interview.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the platform, the opportunity to speak with like-minded individuals, because a lot of these conversations are had in corners everywhere, but their platform just isn't there.
Yeah.
So shout out to you for that.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, brother. Beast, you got something on your mind to see?
Yeah, because, like, you're only as strong as the people around you.
Yes, sir.
Right? So if we got a weak link, we got to figure out how to bring you up.
Break you off.
And majority of the motherfucking time, you're getting broke the fuck off because you can't, you're not where we need you to be.
Damn.
You got to go, dog.
Elevate.
Not everybody can go with you.
Damn.
Straight the fuck
truth.
Up.
I said this before, like on some previous shows, really dope quote. Eagles, when they fly, you probably heard this, when they fly, they get pestered by crows. They get fucking pestered by crows, and they don't fight the crow. They just fucking fly higher because the crow can't breathe up there at all. You can't even breathe up here, you know? So I just like, so whenever I get rattled, and I get rattled, you saw me just a second ago. I was like,
that's not rattled.
Yeah. I have controlled it, though. You know what I'm saying? I've controlled it because if I haven't, you wouldn't see me. I'd be in fucking jail if I had my father. I still remember him at 8. Nigga, if you do not control that, you're going to end up dead or in jail. I remember hearing that, and I always remember that every time I get rattled. Because I don't care what the situation is my freedom, bro.
Absolutely.
Bro.
I can't be in, bro.
Nah, man. Bro, that's the worst.
I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, kids,
stay out of jail.
No, really. It sucks, bro. You like being able to go to the refrigerator when you want to, right?
Stay out of jail.
You like being able to just chill, do all that. You like being able to just, you know what I'm saying, do whatever you want whenever, right?
Stay out of jail.
If you ain't got nothing to do when you bored in the house, bro, you can go eat whatever. You can go play the game, flip channels.
Open the door.
Bro, listen.
You can turn the lights off.
Man, what? You can go to sleep when you want to, bro.
You got socks.
Man, bro, you can interact with whoever you want to. You can even just, listen. Do the right thing.
They don't give you socks in county.
Man, somebody going to take your shit, bro.
Take your clothes.
Somebody going to take your shit, bro.
It ain't worth it, man.
It ain't, bro.
And you know what? I blame it. It goes back.
It goes back. Nigga.
Maybe one generation.
I gotta talk about a topic that you did bring up, though. When it comes down to the music industry, because I think that's where we're going.
Okay. Bring it back.
When it comes down to the music industry and why the people before us don't necessarily give us the game, where did they learn the game? You know what I'm saying? Nobody taught them. So sometimes it's not in the forefront of people's mind that they have to give back.
I don't give that pass.
And honestly,
No respect to that.
Honestly,
I ain't gonna say no respect to it, but no pass though.
No pass.
No.
Because I'm saying we don't even know who we are.
So accountability is accountability. Yeah. So if it's my fault, I'm not doing right. Then even if the person before me wasn't done right, it's still their fault for not doing right.
Like no. I'm not using it as an excuse. What I'm saying is like, I don't know what I don't know.
True.
So if nobody taught me the game, I don't know that it's important to try to teach it to somebody.
Well, then at what point, though, as an adult, is there personal responsibility and then the onus is on me to get that education?
I think that's just a question for, like, each individual man. You know what I'm saying? That's a man in the mirror conversation.
Okay.
Needless to say, I wish more people, because it's not even just the music industry, it's people in general. There's people outside having kids, and their kids still themselves.
I mean, that's been...
Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
Hey, that's a picky subject with him. He don't like that. That one hits his home.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, we rely on the education system and teachers to raise our kids. Not to teach them, but to raise them to be... You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to my... For me, it always goes back to my point. My original point, the rule of thumb. There's this quote, and I made it into a T-shirt.
That's fire.
It's not out there yet, but it's not my quote. I got to give it to who I heard it from, but they ain't done nothing with it yet. So, Craig Smith from the 5150 show, Corey Holcomb, very talented brother.
Funny.
Very funny. Very, very intelligent, smart across the board. Each week he brings gems and jewels. And when someone, like, I'm all about voices of value, you know. I grew up with voices of value. My father, salute. I'm Jonathan David Carey, son of Ransom is what I call
that part.
I'm going to start calling, like, who are you? Son of Ransom.
Son of Ransom.
Who's that? Great man. But.
Well.
I'm sorry, where was I going? Son of Ransom, great man.
About a quote.
Quote, thank you. Yeah. I go on tangents, I do that.
I got you. Thank you.
No, but I want everyone to, especially everyone's listening, and you gentlemen as well, and you as well. A child's first enemy is a broken parent.
Thank you.
That's going
to... A child's first enemy, my man, is a broken parent. Don't fucking bully. Yo, listen, I can't say don't because you are traumatized, but if you're listening to this, realize, like, evaluate yourself and look at what you're doing. Like, if you have kids and you're listening to this, evaluate your behavior. Am I an enemy to my child? Mm-hmm. When they think of me, what are they thinking about when they think of me? What voice do they hear when they're thinking of me?
Don, this is the type of stuff I'm going to talk about in the album.
Yeah.
So go ahead, brother.
So this is, it's funny that you're talking about this right now. I was having a conversation about this this morning. So,
look at this, man.
So I was talking about how growing up, my father, he had his trauma. So obviously inherited, I get that. And what I was saying is it took me 33 years to not hear his voice telling me I can't do something.
Oh, wow.
Shit, man. Right?
And so, wow. And so as men, we're not going to usually have those discussions because we don't even know what voice we're hearing. We just know it's not our own.
Yeah.
So it took me.
And it's hurting us and it's making us feel a certain way.
Like you can't accomplish, you can't do, you're not good enough.
Yeah.
Like whatever difficulty your father, typically he's abusive, aggressive, violent, a drunk, or whatever. He's absent, to say the least. So he's not maturing your manhood. So you have to mature it on your own.
Yeah.
I had to look my father in the face and tell him, you've been gone for almost 20 some years. You don't even know who I am. So this is like, and it took me after that conversation to be able to say, hey, look, I can hear my own thoughts now. Like, I'm not trapped in that, my dad's idea of who I should
be.
And so when you say that, that doesn't get enough credit, that how you raise your kids is how that child is going to live until they break it. And some kids don't break it. That's how you get the kids that are in prison early. That's how you get the men who just sitting outside drinking because they don't know what to do with their life. That's how you get the women who just don't feel love and can't find it and are okay with that. Because there was nobody to sit there and break that chain. So when you said the thing about the people before you, yeah, that part. But then what?
Yeah,
it's like
that's where we come into play. I guess because from the trauma that we had to deal with or endure or that was given to us, once we got this plate, we got to decide whether or not we going to eat it or not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, truth be told, some kids are eating that, though. Some kids are becoming The YNs, they really do exist.
Most kids are eating that, though.
They really do exist. There's kids out there that are really, like, in chaos, and they believe that in their brain, that they are not only living in it, but they are a culprit of it. You know what I mean? Because
why wouldn't they, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
I mean, because, like,
the environment breeds it,
we thought that it. Programming was tough in the 90s. What?
Programming is everywhere,
but at the same
programming your pocket,
bro.
If all these now, influences around you,
have you ever seen that test where they took the fleas and put them in a bucket?
Educate me. It's real
simple. All they do is they just bunch of fleas, put them in a bucket, mm-hmm. a clear bucket, so you can look through and see, and they have offsprings. Now the thing about this bucket is they put a seal over it with holes in it. And they're hitting the ceiling of that particular, we would call that our ceiling of life, right? Correct. They're hitting that. They can't get past it, obviously, because they're not big enough.
Yeah.
So they're just hitting the ground. Now, their offsprings are born, created however they have them, because I don't know, but now they're hitting the ceiling. And they took the lid off, and they never get past that point. It'd stay right there. And then they did the same thing on the other side, and they would jump with no lid. So it's like you literally become a product of the environment you're in, and we do not acknowledge that in its fullness. So when you see somebody scrambling in this life, we have no mercy because we don't even know how to afford that to someone because we never received it.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about with, like, guys in, you know what I'm saying, who have came before us in the music industry. Sometimes they just don't know that it's their responsibility to tell us the truth. I appreciate guys like Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying, Kanye West, who have told the story in their music, who have told the story in their interviews.
I don't think that they've told everything, though.
Oh, it's impossible. Oh, that's impossible.
Though. Well, I mean, okay.
That's impossible.
How about this? How about the initial pitfalls? Mm-hmm. That should be a book. And all their names, they should be authors of that book. All of them. Don't fucking do this.
This one thing.
No, these things.
In respect to the artists that I am talking about, because these are artists that I look up to, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to their lyrical capabilities and also their stories.
Okay.
Both of those gentlemen have done what I'm trying to do, which is be vulnerable. Jay-Z's 444 album, he told you, like, he cheated on his wife. He didn't have to... That man is a black billionaire. He doesn't have to make music, let alone make an album telling you as a man, as a black man, or as a kid, don't make the same mistakes I did. These are the things that I caused in my home, and these are the things that broke up my success. Outside of just marriage, these are the things that have caused businesses to fail because I didn't do the right things as a man. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a good person. He showed you where he fell. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he covered it up so that you could walk. You know what I mean? So guys like that. Also with Kendrick Lamar, his whole entire story is dedicated to the young black male, like growing up in the inner city. He's telling you about going out with the wrong friends, being influenced by the wrong people, being influenced by the music that you listen to, being influenced by the food, the traumas of your parents, and how those things can affect you. You know what I'm saying? And hold you and hold your brain. And he also, there's a quote from his cousin where he's on the phone with him, and he mentions Deuteronomy, 13 or something like that, where he says, I say to you, you are a cursed people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As black individuals, we would be casted out.
That's 28.
Yeah.
That's 68. Thank
you.
And
thank you for helping me out. Yeah. Thank you for helping me out.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not, I mean, if you know it, like, please help me. You know what I mean,
you're saying it. It's essentially saying that the people of God are cursed, his people are cursed, and that's how it's going to be because y'all hard-headed, long story short.
Literally. And that's us. Mm-hmm. We don't listen. We have turned away from the story, the original text of who we are supposed to be. We haven't been right. So therefore, everything goes wrong.
It's still a good question. I know what you're saying.
Because to me, it's idol worship. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous. I saw this. It just makes all the sense in the world. Fucking 60, 70 years ago, Malcolm X, he was sitting with his interviewer, white man. Mm-hmm. He says, in what community is the comedian the leader? In what community is your singer the leader? When shit goes down, you're going to get fucking Beyonce to fucking stand up for us. And like, in what community except for us that we put entertainers as leaders?
Right,
it's
Kamala
ridiculous.
Harris? Right, Kamala Harris?
Huh?
Right, Kamala Harris, right?
What do you mean?
Where she put a whole bunch of...
Bro, she had Glorilla and
she ain't even black, bro.
But no, but like...
I mean, it's a sham. Though. I mean...
she cooning like... Checkmate. She cooning like a motherfucker, bro.
I agree.
Like my grandma, 90... Not to cut you off, bro. Piggyback what you saying. My grandma, 92 years old, bro. And I'm over there helping her out in her yard, bro. Raking up leaves. She 92-something raking up leaves. Y'all lazy for real. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, bro, we go inside. She got Kamala Harris on there talking about this. And she got her jaw down watching them throw ass.
Yeah.
When has it ever been cool?
Like,
bro, like, they're throwing, like, bro, that's some shit. That's like set us back.
At a presidential.
Yeah, bro, that's what you think. And it don't matter. And it don't matter. And it don't matter what race.
It don't
matter. One at a time.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It don't matter what race Kamala is, who she's promoting to, who her audience is,
correct,
who her demographic is, as it were. That's what. And that what frustrated me is trying to articulate what's going on in my grandma, not in a woke space, but in the space of, no, I didn't change the channel, so don't get mad about me touching your TV, right? But like, no, this is what's going on, and her saying she don't understand, and she, her vocalizing that she glad she ain't got to live in this too much longer.
Damn.
And be careful and stay prayed up, and remember what she taught me about hard work, and turn off the TV, let's go back outside and finish what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what taught me, Don, right, nigga?
In music, anything that anybody is trying to do, like, at some point in time, you're going to fail. But that doesn't mean you stop. You stop on your own. If you feel like you plateaued, figure out another way. Mm-hmm. And people don't know how to crack that code.
Yeah.
Because actually, that's a code of life.
No, mm-hmm.
That's a code of life. You don't fucking stop. Like, if you are passionate and you love something, regardless what happens, you got to keep doing it. You have to.
In that regard... Talking about intent, how have you all, gentlemen, let's go around, have you been intentful regarding success? Your success, whatever that looks like to you, how have you been intentful this past week, 2 weeks, month? Let's start with Donray.
You want to make sure that your why is in place. So my why is in place. My why is I want to work smarter, not harder, not because I'm lazy, because I don't come from that, but because I can be more efficient for my team, my group. I can be a more functional member of society, and then, like, I can be an example of the change I want to see in the world.
Hey, man, I love it, love it, love it, love
God
it.
God bless that.
For sure. Highway Classics. Have you been intentful, my brother? How have you been intentful regarding your goals, your career this past week, this past 2 weeks?
My goal recently has been to be more vulnerable, to express myself without giving myself so many restrictions. So I've been out more. I've been posting more.
Okay, okay.
I've been smiling more.
There he is. So you've been stepping outside of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's how you grow.
Just the comfort
zone. Go ahead.
Because, like, for me, that was my think space. You know what I mean? That was where I could figure out who I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of times we don't think about things like that.
Yeah.
So I took that time to really figure out, like, what's my MO? What's my goal?
Yeah.
Who do I want to become when I'm gone? How do I want people to view me? When my kids get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Thinking about your legacy, man.
Yeah.
Being a visionary, looking farther ahead, the big picture.
And now I got to a space where I think it's cool for me to just express who I am in full, you know what I mean? Without any restrictions. And that's what I'm going to do on my latest album. It's called I'm Not a Racist. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm currently developing that. I'm finna go to the studio right now after I leave here, for real, for real.
Shout way to plug Austin. That in right quick. Yeah, real man. Smooth.
Yeah.
Ready to plug it in.
We working out here, man.
Honey Grand Highway working Classics. Out here. Make sure y'all follow it, boy. You feel me?
For sure, for sure. Beast. How have you been intentful with your goals in your career this past week or two?
Well, you ain't seen me in a while.
I know. We haven't.
His beard got longer.
It did.
So I guess, I mean, shit, man. So I guess the past month and a half, I want to say.
So for those that don't know, this is my brother Pat. I told you about Pat, but Pat is here. Pat mm-hmm. lives with me now.
Oh, for sure. What's
so
up,
Easy? my intent is to get him to where I stand at right now.
That's a real nigga.
Like everything that you know that I have, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get my nigga there. That's my confidant.
Yes, sir.
That's my nigga. We've been through hell and back together. Man. Hell and back. So my goal, like I saw that he was struggling. I was like, my nigga, come back home. I got you. We'll get you a job. You save your money. Get you a car. You be on your way. Get you a job. And you stack your bread. And when you're ready to go, then you go.
But shout right out now, to friends in the building. Nah, no, I ain't even.
How many of us have them?
One we can depend on.
I mean.
Shout out Houdini.
Yeah, for real.
Just to piggyback, the best, I heard this somewhere. The best thing you can do as a friend is to become a better person, man.
Yeah, no.
Sheesh.
The best thing you can do as a friend is to become a better person.
Talk to
because
me.
If you've got resources, you've got access, I've got resources, I have access, then we have major resources and access.
And what's the purpose of gatekeeping it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Especially if, you know, I mean, I get it and I know why.
Yeah, no.
But once we know better and we have our people and we need to be better with our people. You know what I'm saying? Like if we see someone struggling or just needs help in general, help them, pull them. So shout out to.
Don't always do something for something. You know what I mean? Help people just because you can. And I appreciate bro doing that. You know what I'm saying? In a situation, looking out for people. You know what I'm saying? He was in a better situation. He going to help bro get up. You know what I'm saying? He not looking to poach off him. You know what I'm saying? I mess with that.
That's Highway did it for me, y'all. Y'all need to know that. Highway did that for me, y'all. And put me in a position where I'm managing him, and we still working together, bro. So, bro, that for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
man. Shout out to all the
for real ones in the building.
Back in 2011, when I first moved to Los Angeles,
man,
Cali
stand up.
Cali stand up.
Peter Lucas.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
He assisted me when I needed something. Like he assisted
He's an
me.
Actor, no.
Nah. I mean, great name though. Dude that believed in me,
yeah.
Saw the energy,
yeah.
And you know what I'm saying, assisted.
Yeah.
So shout out to those individuals who are your friends, but also the people who like your strangers who be helping, bro.
Yeah,
nah.
Because sometimes it be strange, like yo, that's wild how a stranger would do more for you than a friend or a family member. You know, it's wild. It's wild.
Yeah,
which again, it goes full circle. Let you know who's your real friend. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, meeting people, making memories. We're not done.
Peasy.
Yeah, come on, Peasy.
Forgive me.
I was rocking, man. We rocking.
How have you been intentful this past week or two regarding where you want to be, where you want to go?
This week or two, it's been a combination of a month or two. Mm-hmm. So me and Rick, we've been talking about me doing this for a while, and I've been saying no. You know, my male ego, like, I could do it. Like I had all this stuff, and I'm just losing. I don't know why. And it's like, bro, just. You just need a break. Come reset. I got you. We'll flip it. We'll get it back together. You'll be okay. So what it became now mm-hmm. is what was always there, but now I can do it, which is to thine own self be true.
Oof.
Like to my face in the mirror, like looking at me, is this really what I want to do?
Yeah.
Am I investing into the things that matter to me for real? Like, do I care about this? Does this make a difference to me, for me, and what I believe God said I can do with my own hands? And if that's not what I think it is, then I don't want nothing to do with it. So that's it. There, like I'm not over here.
Your vision is even more clear now.
No, it's almost, I would say crystal clear, but I ain't seen a crystal before. Yeah. But as far as my vision, I can see.
Yes, sir.
I can see, and nothing's in the way. Like I said before, like I can now hear my own voice. I don't hear my dad's trauma from then. I can see it. So that's it. There's nothing more. There's nothing less. It's to thine own self be true.
Powerful.
And shout out to you for I'm bad at interrupting, but for making that first step,
mm-hmm.
which is. Wherever you were from, making it here. Like, that first step is showing up, being in the environment. Because I don't care how much you don't, I don't care how much you're trying to get away from the rain. If you're in the raining environment, you're going to get wet.
You're going to get wet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much I hate this rain. Nigga, get out the rain. Like, we have to move, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is easier said than done. I get absolutely. It. I totally get it. So that's why I'm commending you, brother.
Yeah, for sure. You said, for sure. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm packing. Like, you made the actionable move.
100%.
Action Jackson, baby.
Actionable move.
Because I was fighting with this man for probably 3 months. I'm like, no, I don't want to. He's yeah. like, just pass. Yeah. He's like, what are you talking about? I got the thing that you're trying to get now. I was like, I got it. Just come on. I'm like,
What was one thing that was kind of holding you back? Would you say?
Not being true to myself.
Not being true to yourself. Mm-hmm.
How?
A little bit more specific.
Mm-hmm.
How did that look like when you were not being true to yourself? Then, now I am being true to myself. What did that look like?
So there isn't an actual look.
Okay.
It's internal.
Gotcha.
It's on the inside of your mind, on the inside of your person. There's nothing but turmoil in there because you don't have the peace of your decision with you. You just have, I'm doing this for somebody else, but what about me? You don't feel that response. You don't feel somebody, what they say, reaching out with the hand of God to save me. Mm-hmm. You don't feel that. You feel like you're doing it. And it's like, but I really don't have anything to give. I'm tired. So you have that constant anxiety in your brain. No sleep, no rest. I'm not hungry, no appetite, losing weight. All those things that are going on. There's not a real look to it because some people can hide it.
It's a feel.
Most men can hide that struggle. So it wasn't a look. It was a reality.
Yeah.
And if someone knows you, it's like, hey. So he was like, you good? And I'm trying to like stop asking. But I'm like, all right, this is what's going on. Boom, 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 boom. He's like, bruh. Just let me, come on. And it was like, all right.
Do you remember the date and the day and what it looked like when you made that, I'm going? Because for a long time it was, I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going. But then, because this is how it works, your mind says, no, fuck that, I'm doing this. When did that happen?
The date, don't know the date, but mm-hmm. if I looked, I could probably go on the calendar, right? Really, this is what happened. It was, I finally told him what was going on and how it was making me think. Not feel. Feelings is going to do whatever, but feelings come and go. But that thought was lingering, and it was turning. I'm like, bro, like this is where my head's at. Like, remember this? Go ahead.
He's a veteran, too.
Yeah. Gotcha. So I'm telling him, this is where my head's really at. But no one here knows that. Yeah. And he's like, they're this. I'm like, I'm trying to explain it to somebody, but they don't get it. So what happened was he said, I'm getting the ticket now. And now it's like, I can't argue that. My brother goes out of his way, out of his pocket, and I'm telling him what I'm doing with all my money to take care of everybody else. And he's like, hey, look, we talked about it. You done said enough. Whatever you bring. See you when you get here. Ticket purchase. And I'm like, okay, like, I can't fold now.
Yeah.
Now I cannot fold.
Yeah. Because then if you do that, then you'd be letting him down.
Yeah, and I can't afford to do that. Like, because he wouldn't do me that way. It was one of those things where I know what it's like to be in the position he's in.
Man, if you
to
didn't
do
that
it.
For bro, if you didn't do that for bro,
you guys don't even know.
Nah, fam. Like, if you didn't do that, I could see it. Like,
yeah.
The only reason he did it is because he don't like letting people down. So if he didn't have that feeling in him, like, if I let this person down, you know what I'm saying? Somebody positive, it would be people that keep taking from bro. It would just keep, because I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. You know, for real.
That's the reality of life. As men, we're providers. So that means we're always going to be chunking out resources in some capacity, whether that's mental, emotional, or financial, right? So I'm like, bro, I don't have it to give it no more. I was like, I don't even know how I'm doing this. And he's like, all right, look. I was just there, 6 months ago? I'm not there. I'm where we were talking about being. He's like, I get how you got here. But we're not talking about that. We're getting you over this side. Mm-hmm. Then we'll work from there. He's like, just get out here. We'll work from there. And since I've been here, like, things have moved.
Yeah.
Things have moved where it mattered the most. Because my mind, sleep, oh, man. Mm. No sleep.
Yeah.
Zero. He'd go to work for a full day, come back home. And I'm like, I ain't been asleep yet. Then I'm asleep for 2 hours. He's getting up to go to work. He's like, why are you awake? I'm like, I can't sleep. And he's like, so, you know, that's what it was. It was, I seen it. He called me out on it. I can't avoid the truth. You know, that was the medicine I needed. He's like, bro, you're not okay. I don't care about nothing of what you got to say about this person. That's dead. Get the hell up out of here. Let's go. That was it. I was like, fuck it, man. I'm not going to make it out here anyways. I got to go.
So shout out Beast of Tyler, man. Yeah, bro. Shout out to good friends and who help their brothers and sisters who really go out the way and make that move.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that happens, and I believe we've all felt that before, it's like nothing you will ever feel, you know, like when you really, really, really need help, not some then borrow $5 and get his 20. No, like when, like, I don't know where I'm. Like, I'm at a cliff, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm ready to go to the other
side. I'm finna jump.
I'm about to. I'm at a cliff. Like, and then, like, you know what I'm saying? Someone really fucking, you know what I'm saying, picks you up. So shout out to our friends who truly step up. No, I don't want to say friends. The people who truly step up in our lives when we need them. Where can we find you guys, man?
You can find me on Instagram at Mr. Tex ATL. That's MRTEXATL. Holla at me.
Boom.
I'm going to go ahead and say JCTV is better than Montel Williams right now.
You're stupid.
Yo, y'all follow me, Highway Classics, on all platforms. Check out my YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, Days Before Gotham, Fame Instructions Not Included, and my last project released in December, One Last Ride. I got more stuff on the way, features, music videos, as well as my project coming soon, I'm Not a Racist. So, yeah, y'all be on the lookout.
Shout out, brother. Appreciate the conversation. Loved it.
Y'all know me. I'm usually here.
Yes.
Duggan.
Yes. But I'm a dad first, so it's been a while. IG Beast the Tyrant. Clothing line. I'm probably going to end up dropping the clothing line, Apparel for Life, more than likely on my birthday. Got some shit to.
What is that?
November 14th.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boo, look at that.
Scorpio shit.
That's what that is.
Scorpio shit, for real.
You know, when bro came in, I was like, it's funny. Yeah.
Scorpio shit.
It's funny. Yeah.
I'll be here next week. Thugging it. You know, that's just me.
Appreciate all the, just all the information. Just your consistency and then what you bring to the show every single time. But more importantly, what you do outside the show for your people, man. So salute. We need more brothers like you, brother.
Take care of your people, man.
For sure, man.
Take care of your people.
The fuck? I'm sorry.
Real thuggy.
Hold on, come. Peasy, come to you.
Yeah. I only got IG.
That's fine.
I keep it straight that way. You know, the world is wild. You can't always stop from what you see, but.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Get started, bro.
Hey, look, I just want to jump out there, you know, and just say, like, that's why. You're not going to hear me say find me on all platforms. You only going to find me on Instagram. It's MyTruth12, MyTruth12. That's it.
For
that's
sure.
Nothing more, nothing less.
JCTV, people meeting people, making memories. This was the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX. Fantastic show with these gentlemen, with these eloquent, articulate, vulnerable men. We shared a lot today, and I appreciate being in this space. No lie, this is like one of my, I love to converse and to, again, voices of value. Like, I don't talk to anybody outside of Hollis, my family, and the people who come in the studio. Because if you don't have a voice of value, you're wasting my time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
you get to a certain point, a certain maturity where I don't want to hear all that nonsense.
What are we
You ever hear your parents say, I don't want to hear all that nonsense?
Yep.
Man,
My
mama be calling me on some crazy shit. I be like, Ma, I love you.
Bro, yeah, literally.
I love you, Ma. I don't want to hear that.
I know. Yeah, yeah, bro. It be real.
Yeah. Love you, mama, but shit.
Once you're at a space mentally, like, or where you're trying to get to some space, like, you are repelling anything that's not that. And it could be, and it is sometimes a lot, your friends and your family that you got a stiff arm. You did? But yes, meeting people, make memories. We are streaming on all streaming platforms. Just Google The Lunch Table Podcast, ATX, and we are everywhere. I'm excited to post this episode. I have not been posting as frequently because I've really been focusing on transitioning towards my nonprofit and my book, Become a Lead Star, The 8 Guidelines for Effective Communication. I am working on offering this curriculum to Austin ISD. And then not just Austin ISD. I've done my research. This SEL curriculum needs to be in all school districts because this is social emotional learning. Learning how to communicate. And there is a science to it. So I've been working on that a lot. So you have not been seeing a lot of posting on the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX, because I've been working on becoming a producer for the community and not so much a consumer. So that's what you're going to see moving forward. Meeting people, making memories, JCTV, the Lunch Table Podcast, ATX, Don Ray, Highway Classics, Beast of Tyrant, and Peasy in the building. We out.
That nigga got a new name.
All right, good stuff, guys.
That was live, bro.
Walk around designing down, popping out of Georgia. Bitch, call me daddy, but I am not a father. Nigga, disrespect like Jimmy Neutron. Got a blast off. I'm speeding to the money like a nigga race for NASCAR. I can hear your heart beating like the feet of Sasquatch. Remember all them days.